You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. It was February 4th, 2018, when then-Syracuse Police Sergeant James Milana pulled up on the scene of a man wielding a gun on South Salina Street near West Calthrop Avenue. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul picks up the story.
But before Lieutenant Milana could get out of the vehicle, the gunman pulled his semi-automatic pistol from his waistband and fired shots at him. The bullets struck the vehicle's hood and windshield, shaving dangerously close to his head.
I didn't really realize it or process it at the time. After the fact, I kind of took that all in. Everything happened so quickly that you just react.
That's now Lieutenant Milana recalling the events of that day. Monday, he, along with Officer Victoria Lasordo and Travis Reinheimer, were named New York State's Officers of the Year. They apprehended the suspect even as he ran toward I-81 and continued firing at officers over his shoulder.
Things like this happen more frequently than the public knows in law enforcement, unfortunately. There's definitely a lot of other officers out there very deserving of this type of reward.
I think that many of our citizens see the kind of work that's going on every day. Some of it's not captured, obviously, in an award recognition, but there are heroic acts going on every day.
Police Chief Kenton Buckner says they may not be the perfect department, but they are professional. And by the way, the suspect, Leon Thomas, pleaded guilty to attempted murder and is serving a 23-year prison sentence. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.